Yesterday, we were talking about this great verse, which is an echo of John 3:16. John 3:16 says that God loved the world in this way, that he sent his only begotten Son. He would die so we wouldn't have to die, so that we would not perish, but we would have eternal life. And Paul, in an echo of that and in a continuation of that theme, in Romans 8:32 wrote, "He who did not spare his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" Every fiber in the being of a human mother or father, unless they're depraved in some especially grievous way, strains to spare their children, to shield their children, to protect their children, to preserve their children. And we feel this kinship, this parental kinship with God, who has always been a father. And then we get to this place and we're stupefied. We know that God is a father. We know that God is a father who loves. God is a father who is pleased with his son. He declared it publicly and in an audible way over the baptismal scene in the Judean wilderness on the day that Jesus was baptized. But he did not spare the Son whom he loved. How could he not spare him in order that he might adopt us into the circle of his love, in order that he might prove his love by sacrificing his Son? It was not something Jesus was unwilling to do. Indeed, he embraced his Father's assignment. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart. We hope you'll visit us at rampartpublications.com.